Hello, welcome back to my podcast. So I hope today you are having a wonderful day. So this is Klein, and today I have a guest. She's going to introduce herself.
Hello, I hope your day is going fine. My name is Maureen. Yeah, I'm the guest today.
How do we know each other?
Oh, we have a long history. We've known each other since high school, so we have like 8 years of friendship. We actually need an anniversary.
Best friends.
Yeah, BFFs.
Anyway.
So.
Anyway, when I called you, you were skeptical of Twitter because I thought, one of those people, when you look at them, their life is perfect. We're gonna figure out life. So, why are you here?
Nobody has a perfect life. Ni kujimanage tu. But we tumepitia pia sisi. We have stories. Ni venye we put them under waters.
I'm curious. I'm very curious, by the way.
Yeah, I have maybe 2-3 stories. It's about Nairobi. Nairobi metufunza. We have it's good stories anyways. Okay. So let me start with one. My first experience was when I was a fresher. Yeah. When I just got into campus. I got myself a friend. Her name was Leah, and we were close. So this time she invited me twende pale BS, twende shopping. She wanted to buy baby clothes, na pia she wanted to surprise her mom. So tukaenda pale BS, and we started kuchagua manguo. So you know when you go to BS, nguo ni cheap. So, before I get there, it was around on a Friday. That Wednesday, tulikuwa tumeenda, alikuanga amepoteza her phone. So, we went for shopping, and we bought her a new phone, a Tecno one. And at the same time, tukanunua hadi calculator. So, you see she has a new phone, a new calculator. Tumetoka sasa class on Friday. Ndo sisi hao tumeenda BS. Tukaenda tukachagua vitu. And then she told me to hold her bag. Tuchague. So me, I have my bag kwa mgongo. And then she has given me her bag. So tukachagua manguo, tukachagua. Mimi nachagua naekelea kwa bega. Akachagua. So after tumetosheka, she told me, hey Maureen, nisaidie bag. Nito pesa, tulipe. Shock on who? Shock on me. I was the clown. Naangalia, I can't see a bag. Yeah? Nainua manguo, si party bag. Akaniuliza Maureen, I gave you my bag iko wapi. So I'm also shocked. By the way, nilikuwa na bag hapa. So people around me were like, madam, what's up? Those who are selling for us is on go, wakatamia, labda umechanganya hapa na mtu, akachukua. So, it hit me, nichukue my phone, I try calling her phone. Wow. Simu ilikuwa mteja. Like, within a span of 10 minutes. Simu mteja, and then the whole bag, so kwa bag, she had her purse, pandini kibeti. And then kibeti, so you can imagine, iko na her ID, her school ID, iko na her ATM cards. You count, a new phone is gone, a new calculator, vitabu zote. Who is responsible? Maureen. You can imagine. So we are confused, ikabidi kwanza tumerudisha manguo hapo. And she's like, Maureen, nifanye nini? Mind you, I'm new in Nairobi. I don't know how these things go. And another thing, she was older than me. She was around 26. Yeah. So she's asking an 18-year-old girl, "Nifanye nini? How do I help you?" I was so confused. I was shocked. Sijui nianze wapi. Ah, yeah. I was that confused.
Let me give you a solution. Avoid sound. Avoid sound kabisa.
Sa shida ni sisi the campus I go to, my town campus. So as much as I want to avoid that place, ni lazima I have to be there because I can't skip classes. So after that, we were so confused. Akanikasirikia, akaniambia unataka niende nyumbani niseme nini? And then I told her, because pia mimi niko confused. Kwanza, let me give you fare, you go home, and then tuta figure these things out on Monday. So she was on me and she's like, "Monday ukikuja, I want my phone back. I want my calculator back, kwa sababu hiyo simu nilikuwa nimenunuliwa na my grandma and she's not going to give me pesa zingine ninunue simu ingine. So you have to figure out that you're going to solve this." So when I went home, I guess that was most the hardest days. Nilienda tu nikiwa nimelala. I even didn't tell anyone. I didn't call anyone at home. Najaribu ku figure out what do I do. So my only solution, I thought, mimi hapa itabidi niombe help. Ndo nilipe deni, cause the phone was worth around 10,000. Account calculator, you know, to get back the school ID, you have to pay some cash. So yeah,
Iko ni helbu anakutumia pesa kwa account ama anatuma pesa shule?
kuna pesa wanatumanga kwa a small amount wanatumanga kwa your school account and then the rest wanakutumia kwa bank account za
So
matumizi. No, I
walikutumia
didn't. After that, I was so shocked. Hiyo weekend ilikuwa so confusing. So my brother happened to call me. Akaniuliza, "How are you? Nini nini?" I was so overwhelmed. Ikabidi nimeshare na yeye. Akaniambia, "Oh, si rush kufanya vitu. We're going to figure out these things pamoja." So Monday came. My friend came akiwa amekasirika sana, and then she tells me, "My grandmother said you have to pay my phone, you have to buy everything that we lost." So I'm like, okay, it wasn't my fault actually, na tulikuwa na wewe, ungenikumbusha. So tukakosana, it became a long story. There's a time we even had a confrontation. Nilikuwa nimetoka class, nimeenda library kwa fifth floor. She follows me. And then, na ujue si ati nimekataa kulipa. Me, I was so ready. Cause, nona, it happened. Like, I wasn't ready. As in, nona, kitu imekufanyikia tu out of the blues. So, tumetoka class. And then she comes. And then, nimesimama hapo nje ya library. Nataka kuingia. She comes and tells me, "Maureen, nisaidie simu yako. I want to call my brother. And he had told me tunapatana huko town. Because I don't have a phone. Give me yours. I call him." So the good me, because I'm feeling guilty, I give her my phone. Na akachukua. Akaenda place kando na mimi. I don't know if she called the brother or not. And then after amemaliza, she never gave back my phone. Nona? So I was like, "Hey, Leah, give me my phone." Akaniambia, "I'm not giving you your phone. Ulinipotezea simu. I'm also not giving you your phone until unilipe yangu, ama you give mine back." Nikamwambia, "One thing, I didn't steal your phone." So until it ili ili nini ili attract watu wakakuja hapo, and she threatened me ati hiyo time nilikuwa nimempatia simu yangu, amechukua namba ya my dad, so rest in peace, ati na atampigia amwambie whatever I've done. I told her, "Go ahead, cause that was not my fault." venye aliona like siogopi, she upper fifth floor there's a window open, so she opened it and she threatened naangusha hii simu yako sahi cause inakaa you don't want to pay my phone. Mimi na kiburi, I told her angusha.
Angusha.
Angusha. So she akaona by the way like sort of simweki, so we had our taste of your confrontation and then we came to an agreement, but after some time we sorted the issue out and now we are good to go. Yeah,
I don't understand how friends work on escalate from as in you know kuna ile closeness then out of nowhere and like you're strangers.
Yeah, it happens. That's another story for another time, but sorry, that is character development. So from that time I've learned mimi najiwekea vitu zangu, ujiwekea vitu zako. I'm not responsible for other people's things, by the way. Mimi ukiniachia kitu yako nitakwambia no. So yeah, that's my lesson. Na ukitembea ukienda BS my friends, please tafadhali be cautious of what you're carrying. BS is another githurai. So take care.
It's Javier. That's why I feel what you're feeling. But don't worry, it's life.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mm-mm. You know, actually, I'm surprised because, as in, I don't understand how mnarudi kuwa friends because, mimi, okay, in my case, kama kitu kama ingeni happenia, as in, after we tumesort his of you two, ninge kurabu by the way, as in, you should be understanding at the end of the day, as in, it's a choice. It was an accident.
Yeah.
So and that part here could threaten and stuff as in which friend does that?
I know,
but it's life. We're all different by the hapo ndo unajuanga marafiki zako, but haiko poa by the
but as much as I say we went back to being friends, it's not like before, you know. You have had that awkwardness and then ana could treat like it's something. When it happened, aliona the way she was acting ni like I had planned it na mtu akuje afanye hivyo, unaona, because I've been with her when she's buying it na unaona. So like alikuwa anaona nimepanga it happens, but afterwards she came, she apologized and then we let things go. But urafiki hairudi penye ilikuwa. Nilen, like there's no beefing. You say hi.
Eva too.
Just that, but the closeness.
Imeenda you.
It's gone.
Like any people out. Hey, people.
Yeah, people are different. And my theme. I always tell people and what I tell myself. Don't trust anyone. Not your friends. Not your sister. Don't even trust yourself. The only person you can trust is your mother and God. Otherwise, anybody can turn on you anytime.
Even yourself?
Yep.
How?
You can.
How?
You don't think you can turn?
I can't.
Huh. An instance. Probably you are in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
probably things go haywire na the person you are with, and then you unajiambia aje I'm done with this person, nikirudi hapa nikijipata hapa I should know I'm stupid. And then after a week you're back in the DM, hello, how are you doing?
Apana, it all depends with you, by the way. Kama mimi, I can't do something like that. Maybe wewe, unaweza fanya something like that. Mana na speak for myself, I can trust myself.
No, I'm just giving an instance of how people do turn on themselves.
Uzo ni vitu toxic. We don't do toxic things, nani. We don't.
No, people. Some people
okay, do. Some people do that.
Yeah.
But I trust myself.
It depends on your personality.
Exactly.
Yes. Na hii Nairobi inazidi kutufunza maneno.
Unajua, I have a friend mwenye as in anasomea like huko Ushago, so But she came to Nairobi, so she came at a time when nilikuwa busy. So nilimuendea town. Sasa kwa narudi because I had a class, akajipeleka. So kwa maini yangu nilikuwa like, huyu mtu sidhani atafika like home vile alikuja. Because unajua zini ya juu experience ya Nairobi, sisi tunajua what happens. So tunakuanga careful. Yeah, ata behave like ule ana behave ushago. But I was surprised. Kuna watu wako build for this. Kuna watu. Kama sisi, kama mimi ningekuwa ushago nikuja Nairobi. Ah, gone. Mwisho yangu tu ingekuwa ngumu. Ingekuwa ngumu by the way. Ah, but. So unaona, we're all different.
Yeah. I agree on that.
Don't trust yourself.
Yeah, please. Don't.
It all depends with somebody.
But
at the end of the day,
my theme still stands. So
acha nikuulize. Wewe, you can do something like that.
No, but I'm telling you, like, that's where the trust issue lies. I don't trust myself. Because unaweza jipata in a situation yenye tu unajipata tu umejigeuzia. But kitu nimelani ni like no friends turn.
Can turn on friends up on, I believe.
I will also believe probably at one time I can turn on myself. Lakini mtu haezi turn your mother despite anything. She never turn on you. And also God. Trust in God. Yeah.
Okay. But your part, you never trust yourself. I don't understand. Sioni vile unaweza survive bila kutrust yourself. How? You can't survive like that.
I'm not saying like fully. As in kuna kale ka percentage ka. Can I still do this? Or not?
Okay, 90%. I trust myself 90%.
That's 10%.
Ile 10%. Suskie. That 10% ni ile amesoma. Nimesoma through the night. Asubuhi kifika.
Bombo class.
Siji trust. Najua tu nikiingia exam. Zero. Sufuri tu. But I think mtu anafuga tu your point as in. Akili sasa inasema wacha mimi nipumzike sasa. Hiyo nyingine ni ujifanye.
Yeah.
The next story, you had a lot of stories.
Yeah, I had another story. This one happened when? In 2019. Yeah. So, I used to live around Thika Road. So, there's this one time, metoka shule, it was around 4. So, jam kiasi pale Thika Road and then nikashuka. So when I was walking, there was a distance kutoka kwa stage to where I was living. As I was walking, a woman approached me. A light-skinned woman, a young one. And then she comes and tells me, hey, hello, habari yako? Nimepotea, mimi ni mgeni huku. So I was asking for direction. So mimi kamwambia, what nataka nikusaidia aje? So she told me anatafuta a hospital, St. Gerald's. So she was asking me ati nimuonyeshe penye iko. So I told her sijui pale iko. So I didn't know the intentions, that she had other intentions na mimi. So she started giving me as in unnecessary information. She told me ati anafanya kazi on a certain TV station that I won't mention, and ati alikuwa ametumwa kwa hiyo hospitali. There was ati kuna mama ali, she gave birth to twins, so alikuwa ametumwa apeleke like kwenda kusupport the woman. So me told her mi sijui pale hiyo hospitali iko, so probably seek someone else. Mtu wa kwanza akapita, a man akapita, kamuza siyo ulizo, akanibia, acha nitembea kiasi, and then I'll see who I'll ask. So, a second man akapita, akasimamisha huyo mwanaume. Akamwambia, my names are so and so, and I was asking if you know this hospital. Akamwambia the name, and then, so me, nikakaa kana GSQs, niende kwenye nilikuwa naenda. But akaniambia, ah, madam, don't go. Maybe we can go pamoja mkini direct, twende tukiongeanga, tukijuana, tukijuananga. I tried to excuse myself, akaniambia, ah, twende tu pamoja. So the man said, anajob mahali hiyo hospitali hiko. So they started walking to the direction I was walking to. As you were going, the woman started saying ati akona kipawa. She has a kipawa. But ati tangu, she's an orphan. She doesn't, amelelewa kwa orphanage. And amepitia mambo mingi. But one thing ni anakuanga na kipawa. Na iyo TV station ilimchukua. Na ndo imemnacha to who she was. And then she, like, I didn't know this was staged, by the way. I came to realize this whole thing afterwards. So, as we were going, and then the woman asked me, madam, hujatuambia who you are. So, I told her, I'm Maureen, and when nimetoka shule, I'm headed for home. And then, akauliza the man, na wewe mwanaume ju umedecide kutusaidia, who are you? The man said, kasema, I'm so and so, and I was headed this way, nini nini. So the woman says, wow, ningependa kuambia ati I have seen your future and how great, na ninajua you two are going through angels. Some things.
Uh-huh.
So by that time, on my side, I had an issue. Akaanza kusema, by the way, I can't tell you what's going on with you guys. By the somehow, to some percentage, she had alikuwa na kipawa. I would say, kwa sababu, okay, I don't know the man's story ka ilikuwa kweli. So akageuka akasema, oh, wewe najua you are a policeman na ulisimamishwa kazi last week because of your brother, he did so and so. Na uko na duka Githurai, na jana ilibiwa certain thing hivyo. Na I know who stole your things. Akanigeukia, akaniambia, najua wewe ni mwanafunzi, unasomea town, na unaishi huku, na huku kwenye unaishi, unaishi na sister yako. I was shocked.
Wow.
I don't know what trick she used, sijui by the way, but that was true. As we were going, akaanza kutuambia ati, now you see she's saying ati she's inventing a future. Akaanza kusema this man, the policeman, atarudishwa job the next week that was coming. Na akamwambia, I know the things zenye zilibiwa. Very, very important kwa hiyo biashara yako. So I'm going to tell you, akatupa instructions. Akatuambia, mimi ninaenda a distance, like far away from us. Akasema, to tell me vitu hizo tatu zenye zilibiwa kwa duka. And then me, I tell the man my issue, yenye niko nayo. Na I tell the man the number of ati kwetu tunakuanga wangapi. Na what else did she say? Oh, she said something about my mom. Hiyo sita mention hapa. So she akaenda, akaondoka. So the moment she went, the guy turns to me and he tells me ati, hey, huyu ni nani tumepatana na yeye hapa? Kama zata mimi sijui, I was headed for home, na unaona amejipata tu unawares kama wewe. Akaniambia, it's true, I'm a policeman, na I have a shop in Githurai, na ilibiwa jana, and this and this and this, zimeibiwa. So, there was a weighing scale, easy, modern, zina tokanga sijui 24K, kasema pia pesa, so an amount kubwa ilibiwa, na pia kulikuwa na simu. Akaniza, so on your edge, what's the issue? Kamambia this and this. And then I told the guy, tuko wangapi kwetu. Na sasa hiyo story ya mom. After that, oh, na before the lady went, akasema, ati, though I don't misjudge them, the man to hand me over his phone na wallet yenye alikuwa nayo. The lady asks me, na Maureen, you have any money? So I became curious. I'm like, person is a nini? Hapana, you are just talking to us. Hapana, actually, mimi pesa zenye nilikuwa nazo ni zenye nimelipa fare. I don't have anything on me. Kasema, it's okay. The man gave me the wallet na pesa. Wallet na simu.
Mm-hmm.
So after ameniambia mambo yake nimemwambia, the lady comes back to us.
Mm.
And then she says, Maureen, huyu mwanaume amekwambia what was stolen from the shop? I tell her, yeah, ameniambia. Kaniambia, na wewe umemwambia things on your edge? Kaniambia, I've told him. And then she says, okay, this is what you two have told each other. And surprisingly, she says things as they are. Okay, on the edge ya mwanaume, mi hapo niliona, like, probably, walikuwa wamepatana before.
Mm-hmm.
Na namwambia wewe useme hizi na hizi. Lakini what got me, ni vitu zenye nimeambia huyu mwanaume, she knows. Akasema, Maureen, uhesabu nikisema. Na 1, 2, 3, nini, kwenye mko hawa.
Yeah.
Haya, I know what is disturbing you mostly. But sasa hiyo issue ya mom. I'm like, what? How did you even access that? You know, na like, so on one point, niko confused, like, ulikuwa unaniulizia mambo ya pesa. And on the other one, you were saying things as I've told this guy. And then, so, me nikuwa nasema, on some point I was thinking, probably, the man angekuwa na simu on him, probably ange send a message or something kumwambi, but none ilikuwa on me. So I was confused. So tukienda hadi tuka change hadi direction ya kwenda hospitali. Akaniambia, let's walk this way.
Safari ni ndefu.
You know what she did? Akaambia mwanaume aje. Haya, there is something you're going to do. Ndo hizo vitu zako zirudi. Na nitakwambia nani aliiba hizo vitu. Akauliza the man, what do you want me to do? Akamuza, how much was in your wallet? No, the guy had sijui 300 na some coins. Akamuza, you're going to hand me this. This is going to act as a sijui nini. Ndo vitu zako zirudi. But, na pia alikuwa ametaja story za the wife of ya huyo mwanaume alikuwa amehepa na watoto. So akamwambia, your wife is going to come back. Vitu zako zitarudi na utarudishwa job. And whoever stole hizi vitu is your own brother. So the man acts shocked. Acts, what? Ndugu yangu? Aje, you see the sasami in heat. Akaniambia, Maureen, are you sure you don't have anything on you? Because I want to sort things out on your edge. So I had those two issues since kwa zinatumbua. Hiyo moja ya mam na sasa the main one. Amambia, I don't have anything. Sasa penye ili ni confused. Sasa nikajua, this is coming. She's gone. Aka prophesy. Aka niambia, you know, you are pursuing a very good course. Actually, you're going to be, after umemaliza na ukigraduate, you're going to be employed in a certain company. Alisema, sita sema yo company. Amen. Just in case, ikuwe ni ukweli.
Amen.
Aka sema, ni company gani. You're going to be employed hapo. And then, this issue ya mom, I want us to do something. Akaniambia, Maureen, do you own a laptop?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah. Do you have it here, right now? Kaniambia, I don't have. Akaniambia, penye unaishi na dada kwa sini karibu.
I'm like,
ni some minutes away. So, you just tell me. You know what she told me? Atifani hivi, go mwende na huyu, go with this man. Sasa see, the man has given her the 300 whatever. Sasa at me and the man anifuate, like, can't I feel uncomfortable? Nimwambia simame kando, I go get my laptop to rudi. Ati I go get my laptop na some salt and then to rudi, she's going to show me whatever we will do, and then hizo issues niko nazo they'll disappear. na sasa how I'm getting employed and everything, some prophecy she made hapo. So I was like, eh, nikapata second thought, nikaona ai, isi ile kifunga macho tunaambiangwa nyumbani na wazazi, tunaambiwa tujichunge Nairobi.
Mm.
And sizo aniambia hivyo laptop ni mpya, so I, when I messed this one up, that will be the end of me. So tukamwacha hapa, akatuambia tumpate place atakuwa amesimama na gari yake, and then mi tufuatane na the man. So kitu kwanza imenishangaza ni naona ameniambia niende laptop. Another thing ni tulikuwa tunaenda hospitali, tume change mind. Akaanza kusema ati mambo ya hospitali ameachana nayo, she'll find another time.
Mm-hmm.
Ataenda kwa sababu wamepatana na sisi and we have inspired her. Yani all sorts of things. So tukitembea hivi na the man, I guess ninafikirianga they were together na the lady.
Mm-hmm.
But after this man had my story about hizo issues mbili zenye sija mention, I guess he was touched. So as we were going, he told me, Maureen, do you trust this lady? Kamambia, I have a second thought. Na nikona, so unajonga that gut feeling you get. And inakwambia, things are not right hapa.
Yeah.
Akanambia, utarudi. Kamambia, ai, me, I'm having second thoughts. Sioni kantarudi. Akanambia, ata mimi, nimemuogopa. Venye anaendelea, okay, akaniambia the truth ni, yes, I'm a policeman and all that she has said ni ukweli. I don't know how she knows these things, lakini mimi sitarudi. Kama utarudi, you just go alone. Akaniambia, lakini kama gati yako inakwambia usirudi, you just don't go. Nikamwambia ni sawa. Akamwambia we, you just go. Me, I go my way. Na ni hivyo. So as I was going, mi nikuwa naenda nikiangalianga nyuma is where the man is following me behind.
Mm-hmm.
So nikaenda nikapiga a certain corner, kangoja nione kana anakuja. Kuna kwenda kucheko ya penye tuliachiana, nikaona hayuko hapo. So I went to the house. Kwenda kwa nyumba, nikapata sister angu alikuwa ametokea shule. Nikamwambia, so and so and this and then the issues when you, this lady amesema vitu ziko. So my sister was like, wa amejua achi. Kamwambia, hata mimi sijui. Hey, Maureen, go do what she has told you. Kamwambia, unajua amenitisha laptop. And then kamwambia, what sort of witchcraft ananitisha laptop na chumvi? Iyo ni mambo gani?
Oh.
Ata ya kachanganya. Kiwa she was like, ai, ama tusiende. So we stayed there, tukaagi kiasi. Kaniambia, we, usiende na laptop kwanza. Let's go back and see if the lady is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So like, after your argument, tulikuwa nako, it was around 10-15 minutes, so tukatoka. Wana kuangalia, penye the lady had said tupatani, she wasn't there. So I was like, wow.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So kitu nashanganga ni like she ati nilikuwa ananiambia tungerudi na laptop, sijui tungemwagilia laptop chumvi kwa laptop, and then she says a certain prayer, and then oh, ati kuna hiyo issue ya mom. Mm. Ati something had happened, so kwa ananiambia tukimwagilia chumvi hapo, and then we opened the laptop, uso ya the certain person who had done something itajionesha hapo. I'm like, ha, this trick. So I always say, I'm like,
kwa kwetu. They're from home.
Yes, kwenyu.
Yes.
So I always think like, what if I went back? What if I never listened to my second gut? As in ile thought, unakwanga like, instincts inakwambia, things are not right hapa. One, ningepoteza laptop. And then, like, you're getting, say so you're new in Nairobi. Like haujaka sana. So guys, another lesson, trust your instincts. Ukisikia kitu inakwambia don't do that, please. And then Nairobi, kama haujuani na mtu, achana na yeye.
Exactly.
Please, exactly. Usijifanye msamaria mwema. That's how people get scammed. Na hivyo ndo laptop yangu ingeenda. Now, whatever she would have done to me, because I don't know. Like, our watu, na actually nilipatana na wawili this week. I was going to school. Sasa this time they were men, but huyo ananiuliza direction, ananiambia sijui they are from Zanzibar, they have come to Nairobi to help people who wenye hawana hawajiwezi. Mimi nikakumbuka my instant. Hey, nilimwacha. I went. And then another man comes to him and anamwambia direction. Afu anaanza kuniuliza ati what do I do? So I saw this is going to recur. I left and I went. So usisaidie mtu akitaka kujua direction. Google Maps iko na pia kuna hawa guards wenye wanakuwa wamesimama nje. They have help.
Unajua nimetumia mtu pesa. Nimetumia mtu pesa but it was 150.
Alikuwa na kuscam.
I think.
Hey.
Mwanaume mzima yani. What are you
expect? By the way, these people.
Oh, wow.
They are adults. Like mtu you least expect. Because adi yo mwanaume. He was around 40. The lady was around 32 hapo. So ni adults. And that's their way of earning, getting a living. They don't care who you are. So me, hapo ni some luck. I would say ni luck. Ili nisaidia. Because that would be another day that I would live to remember.
Masibasi ni ampendi personal space. Unajua nimesikia story kwa like what? As it, mimi siwezi ongelea. Mimi nikitoka kwa nyumba, siwezi ongelesha mtu kasi kujui.
No, you see like ni ile
hata ukini approach imagine nitakuwa hata sitaongea na nitaendelea kutembea kama unataka kwa advertise kitu nipe broncho full stop. Atuongee kitu. Mimi si mtu, mimi napenda like space yangu kabisa.
Sasa ni ile you are like as in ad seni kama hivi tikale umetoka home you've umelelewa to be nice
hakuna
so listen
okay I'm okay that okay part okay, of okay, okay okay
so umetoka like you have to help mtu akiku approach
yeah
so you don't know how things go about huku that's what gets you
hapo ndo nakwambia okay I understand
yeah. But since then, mimi by the way, atakama, you're crying. I won't look at you twice. I've had my test. Na nimelan. So pia. My guest. My guys, please. Tafadhalini.
Experience. Hadi sayi na feel like kazi yangu tu inakuwaga kuamka. Kulala, kuamka, kulala. Hakuna kitu social. What happened? Mi nasikia tu stories.
That I was so shocked by the that night. Adi, like, unalala, unajiuliza maswali. Because at some point, mse anakwambia vitu as they are. Nona, anajua, nini, what. Kitu ilini surprise ni, were they stalking me? Wanajua nakana dada yangu. Alijua aje. And then the number, like, confusion.
With
I don't know what they use. But those people will... I didn't know
her. Okay, apart, nasema somebody who knows you.
But those people will use tricks, they'll get into your head. Na usipokuwa mjanja. Ama kama luck is not on your side that day.
Ni hivyo, utalia. Utalia machozi.
Yes.
Nicheke
mimi. She landed in tears. So Nairobi, mimi by the way, when you guys talk of Nairobi...
Okay, I think sasa experience yangu ya Nairobi ni very different from the rest of you kabisa. Mimi hata nimedhani nime experience, kumbe experience watu wanaongelea huko nje si experience yenye mimi naongelea. Hey, nikutafe. Nikutafe basi.
Yeah.
Lakini congrats to you. You have a social life manze. Kama unaweza ongea na mtu hivyo? Ah, kuna. Mimi imagine hata kama by the mimi as in siwezi kusaidia unless ni like kitu official. Unaona ile like yenye unaambiwa sijui pay bill this yeah, ile hizo vitu mimi kuja uniongelesha na mdomo
that's not
mimi nitakuangalia hata sitakujibu nitakuangalia nikuambia
no
kwanza unajua vile watu wanakuanga azina kupay space azina wanaongea kupay space kabisa lakini hapana personal space number 1 but anyway ni life kila mtu anajaribu kuishi huku nje
yeah.
That means it doesn't matter. Tell me to talk about Jane wash wash. Life may go hard by the I think. Mini kipata connection. Free mbio. I was talking to you. Kesi bada. Ni wash your coins.
Tafta na watu wa wash wash.
Exactly. And finally, the last for the best. Let's hear the last story.
Hey, I'm telling you guys, Nairobi. Nairobi has taught me things, eh? My last story, I've saved it for the last. Ilikuwa pia bado hapo BS. By the way, I dread. Mi nikisikia ni BS. By the way, we are walking with you and then you tell me ati tuende BS. Aki niache huko kwingine. Tutapata na mbele. Mi mambo ya BS hapana. So this one happened actually. By the way, it was around 2019 pia. Because last year, hatukuwa session. So, I was headed for school. Metoka nyumbani. And then I was going to do my exam, yeah, accounting. So nimetoka that day, sijui by the way, why nilipanda tu gari nilienda kunishusha hapo BS. It was around my exam ilikuwa ikuwe around 11 a.m. So it was around 10-ish hivyo. So ndo hiyo mimi naharakisha ndo ile yenye mtu anaenda kufanya final touches class. So nimeshuka nitembee haraka hadi pale shule iko. So nimeshuka hivi. I'm walking and then see kuna kwanga nao ma chokoch. Kuna kwanga hapo BS na ni wengi.
Mm.
And then ilikuwa hiyo period ya, it was a rainy period. So you know kuna kwanga watu wengi, mtu anakuja anakuambia nikupanguzie kiatu, unilipe. So me, I thought by the way, the same person, like the sort same people. Some short guy by the way, me by the way, I will never forgive them. Forgiveness ni ya binguni.
And the Mungu akusame.
Yeah, mimi by the way, Taliban. So, natembea, some guy approaches me. He's a short guy. Sasa ni chokoch. Anakuja. Ata, nona ile yenye hukuangi bothered because si ati nikiatu na panguzi or anything.
Mm.
So, I didn't bother kumuangalia ati twice ama anything. Akakoja kanimia madam. Baye breakfast.
Ah. Ata eh? Asemi, can you? Anasema ni baye.
Sasi ni machokoch. They usually not
can polite. See they are polite.
No, not everyone. Mm-mm.
Okay, mi wanyo nimea kama cross kwa polite, but the worst kitu inanisumbaga by the ni wakita mtu anti. As in, mi muniti anti kwa nini by the.
Kwa nini kwa nini ingine? Sile story
by the.
Ati wako anti, wanakujanga polite?
Eh, wanakuanga. Anti tafadhali.
Watu ninajua polite ni wenye wanakuanga pale ukienda Manhattan. Iyo lane.
Mm.
Those ones are so polite. Anti, nipatie.
Mimi, najua, mi wanyo, najua wanakuanga polite, but wanakuanga inetangwa aje. Wanakuwaga impulsive, as in wanakuachi space like anakukaribia.
You have to do something.
Manzi, adi inakuwa uncomfortable. Utakuma ulikuwa msaidi, as in, unakuwa so uncomfortable, as in, aim yako tu ni kuescape kabisa. Yeah, as in, ndio inakuwaga shida.
So, mi akaniambia, ni buy a breakfast. Me, I didn't bother kumuangalia because I'm in a rush. Mm. And then there's a friend of mine, tulikuwa tupitia a certain question na yeye. So, I'm rushing. Ndo, time is catch up na sisi, na mimi. So, kumbe, like, unajua kuna wengine, ukimuignore, hata kufuata sana. Because, yeah. Iyo njia BS, inakuanga na watu wengi. Mm. So, akiona umemuignore, ataendea mtu mwingi.
Mwingine.
So, that one was sent for me, that day.
Mm.
Ay, I'm pacing tena. And, wewe, ninunulie breakfast. Mkashindo, am I the only one on this barabara?
Mm.
I'm not the one. Mimi nikamuigno. I started walking. Mm-hmm. Walking mbio sasa kuharakisha. Oh my God. Guy. Kumbe he wasn't going to let me. Akaniambia, nikupake hii.
Oh,
so I was like, eh? Kupakwa nini tena? So he rushed to our next, like, akakuja mbele yangu.
Ha.
Na wacha niwaambie my people, Nairobi hakuna mama ya mtu.
Yeah.
You can be like mtu anaweza hold a gun on your head and no one is going to come rescue you ukiwa Nairobi. It's you and your God.
Yeah.
So the guy comes mbele yangu, akanismailia, akaniambia, madam, unaninunulia breakfast ama nikupake? Let me tell you, I hadn't checked what he was talking about. On his palm, kwa mkono yake moja, he was holding, what do I say? what? Long call.
What the hell?
I don't want to use the wrong word. Na mkono hivi. Madam.
Oh shit.
Are you buying me breakfast or not? So, you can imagine the... And then, like, sasa unaona nimesimamishwa. I'm telling you, people are passing me. Like, unapitwa, like, ni kama how we exist, ni kama you are imaginary. Wengine wapita wanakuangalia and they just pass. Guy.
Wait, hapo ni karibu na Jivanji?
Uh-huh. It's a long way. Ni nje ya kwenda St. Peter Catholic Church. Kuna apathe ya kuingia hivo. Place unapatanga basi za Zamzam zinaendanga Kitorai. So, I was confused. Na meka mkono moja, give me money or I do this. So imagine ya subuhi. I'm like, nikikosa kukupatia pesa, you're going to do this to me. Siezi rudi nyumbani. I have an exam. Na hata kani kurudi nyumbani. How do you even enter a matatu in such a situation?
Yeah.
So I open my bag. Nitafute pesa. Lose yani yeyote. He just wanted anything. Nimpatie aniwache. Kufungua my bag. The only like pesa lose kidogo, the one I had ni 100 bob. I had no other option.
Wow.
So I gave him a kanimbia. Ni hivo tu. And he went. So mi niliacha po. I was shaky. Nikakuwa confused. I was like, guy. So I headed for school. Nikakimbia. Nikaenda kufika. By the way, I was to help my friend. I didn't even help her. Look, unaona your shock. Like, imekufanyikia ni asubuhi. So I'm like, guy, this is some bad luck.
Yeah.
Unaona? Bishtea angu waka try ku... She's called Pauline. Aka try ku calm down. Aka naimbea, you don't worry. As much as that story was so funny. Yeah, too. Ali, you just calm down. So I did my paper. Nilifanya tu. And then after kufanya the paper, I went direct home. Actually, let us see kuongeleshanga mtu. Because I was like, guy. Yani of all people, of all days.
It had to be today.
It had to be today and it had to be me. So my mom calls me that day, your journey. And she's like, hey, ukwaje? Me just broke down. I cried. I cried and she was like, nini nimbaya? Nini mendelea? And then I told her the story. She was like, ah, don't worry. Such things happen. We're too relaxed. And she was like, you just make sure. Okay, tembea to Nairobi. Make sure you have some loose money. Coins. Just, by the way, that is my lesson. Nairobi. Usiwahi tembea bila coins. Because those people, when patie 10 bob, give him 20 bob, he's good to go. They, like, pesa tu kadogo tu hivo. Lakini, nona, like, my situation, kaa singekuwa, ninajaribingi kuimagine, imagine if I had 1,000, I would have given him that. Ndo aniwache. Because hakuna mtu atasimama hapo kukusaidia. So my mom, wakaniambia, we tu kuna make sure uko na pesa, na ni lose, because vituka is always avoid. Siyezi kupromise. And then she was like, hacha ni kutumie pesa kidogo, ununue sapo, wache kukasirika. So, she went ahead, akaambia my sister. My sister went ahead and told my brother. The two of them, they call me laughing. Imagine, kuongezea chumvi kwa kidanda.
That's what I mean, you check her, baby.
No.
Okay, and you're such a
pressure you guys have. And then they call me and they are laughing and I'm like, guy, yani mneza nichekelea.
Okay, it's funny, but si poa. As yeah. In, yeah.
But right now it's funny, but at that moment it wasn't.
Okay, inge ni hapeni ya my case, inge kwa funny, but for another person it will be funny.
Exactly, sindio?
Yeah.
So, you just make sure. Ukitembea Nairobi, make sure you have some loose coins. Unaweza jaribu ku ignore at first, but umse akikuwa persistent. Just give them. You don't know what those people can do. Na by the way, anaweza kufanyia kitu na ende, and you won't do anything to them. Hawezi wafanyia kitu. And when you see, like, hakuna mtu alikuja kambe, hey, madam, we, jama, achana na huyu madam, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So Nairobi hakuna mama ya mtu, na siyo ya mama ya mtu. Hapa you do your thing, and you are out. So that's another experience senye. I've not shared with so many people actually. I've shared, I guess, na my family, na one or two people. Ivo.
Well, no. Am I not among one and two people?
Unicheke.
Okay, apana si your friend.
It's so embarrassing.
Apana, it doesn't matter.
Apana, your story ni embarrassing. Ni embarrassing sana.
See, but it will affect differently. As in, okay, maybe, okay. Mimi ungeniambia, right?
At
that instance, tunassume.
Uh-huh.
Umenipigi, umeniambia this and this happened. Of course, nge laugh at the moment. Tungeongea, then after tumeongea, ume cool down, ni kucheke. As in, siyezi kucheka instantly. Ata mi, I have a heart, but nige kucheka either way, but...
Not at that moment.
Not at that moment.
Hey, your time nilikuwa down. I was just like, is the exams to zishe? I just want to go home. Mambo ya Nairobi. Me by the at that time ningeambiwa by the Maureen, you can study online. I'm a long distance. Hey, Nairobi. Mimi si Nairobi ningekuwa naionea kwa news. Kwa sababu I've had an experience. But anyways. Nasema K for character development.
You see,
tunasema ni K on our side.
Yeah, so, umefitia by the way. Kwa hivyo hakuna kitu mimi happen life yangu by the
way. I've had an experience. Oof.
Umeibiwa, yes. Suji, kwani people are that desperate for money? As in, sidhani, wewe unaweza je for an extra length just for 100 bob?
Hey. You know, for them, like, unajua siati. Unajua ingekuwa msi probably anaka tuseme these hawkers.
Mm-hmm.
You at least ako na kitu yenye naweza uza.
Mm-hmm.
Apate. This is just someone mwenye amepotea kwao nyumbani.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if hopeless would be the word, but hana like kitu anaangalia.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have something they are looking forward to. So the only thing wanaweza fanya ni ku extort watu. Now you see, unaweza pata probably, mine was even, my mom was telling me like, Maureen, probably yako hata ni easier. Kuna wengine unaekeangwa, kiss like, that friend of mine when nimesema, Pauline.
Mm.
Kuna time she was coming from school and she had her laptop and her phone. And then ni pale Odeon, she's headed for home and it was around 6.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, two guys approached her.
The hell?
Moja alitoa kisu and put it up around kwa tumbo. And they told her, give us whatever is in your bag. Venye waliona she's kinda reluctant, wali rarua bag from down. Laptop ikaanguka, simu, everything. They took the phone. Laptop hawaku manage kuchukua cause there's a guard. Aliona what was going on, aka happened ku rush. But you see, ingeenda pia.
Yeah, ingeenda.
So, Nairobi, mtu mwenye anaweza kusaidia ni guards. Because people, like me, okay, siyezi judge watu. Kwa sababu, haina haja ujingishe kwa such a fix. Na wewe end up kuwa hurt.
Yeah,
naona?
Yeah, I understand.
So, lakini, yeah, Nairobi.
Yeah, I'm like, experience.
Yeah, people have had experiences. But stories for another time pia. We have a lot of stories. It's only just but a few of them.
I think mimi nimemita watu but the nicer ones. As in mimi okay mwalimu napitianga. Si wanakuanga hapo in can community we can come. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hapo they are nice, they are actually nice. Then kuna wapi kwingine? hakuna mahali kwingine ubedhe vitapitanga Kencom. Maybe nimetoka nilipita the way upper hill, si itapita huko GPO, aistopia Kencom. Nikirudi tuseme hapo nini shule wanakuanga like a few, but they are nice. Hey, si too impulsive kama hao hivyo. So this can be experience.
You've not met like the Taliban ones.
Naonanga like I'm like, see somebody helps them. Unajua sasa hii poverty as in, too nice as in, unaona like these people are not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But unajua it's not their choice to be there.
Mm.
At the end of the day. So me, I think ningekuwa na experience kama hiyo. I think ningekuwa tunaona mtu huyu nasema anafaa kuwa hapo. As in,
but me, sir, since then, I have a phobia of either a chokoch, I'm a someone who's not like 100%.
Yeah.
If I see that person, na at hajani karibia bado, nikimuona, I start shaking. Like, on my, nanzanga kuogopa, I'm like, guy, nitajificha wapi. Like, I developed that kaphobia.
Yeah.
Yeah, these people are not good. So, me, by then, naogopa machokoch. Na mtu unakakaa tu hivi.
Yeah. But that thing. Those people are nice. Kuna wale, okay, not all of them. Kuna wale, kuna fulani hapo Thika Road tulikuwa with my friend, baby girl, na we were going to have lunch na Biko.
Mm-hmm.
So tumefika hapo, alikuwa wapi? Tulikuwa tushuke Garden City. Ai, sisi nani tukapitishwa. So tukashukishwa TRM.
Uh-huh.
So unajua those buses are stopping.
Yeah.
Wana reducing the network speed.
Yeah.
Then ushuke. Mimi sipandagi mabasi, so nashuka. Hiyo mtu akasonga nikarusha hivi kwa barabara. Those urujue ni highway, si hapa kunaga like stop. So hapo machoko ndo alikuja akanibeba. They didn't steal anything from me.
You've met the good ones. Meet the BS ones.
Experience like
that. But sasa mimi hapo. Mimi there's a place I dread. Bus station. Yeah, Nairobi. I've had an experience and another one and hey, no. Nairobi.
Even though mtu ana learn the lessons.
Bila those experiences, bila those experiences, I don't think life would be boring as much as
have that face. Nishwaje that face. Unajua kuna ile face ya like ukiona like police, you know those who police usiwanafunga na that face.
Mm.
Tembea town with that face. Hata mimi natembeaga town with that face. As in mimi nikitoka sine initial adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm.
Yeah. Kuna hiyo adjustment. As in, the moment as you umetoka mahali uko comfortable, unafika mahali as in sura ya kazi sasa.
Mm.
As in hapo as in mtu aweze kunini. Unajua, I think wanaangalaga like, wanaangalaga mtu ni like, unakaa kwa very innocent. Unajua, si kuna kuga na that cafe, sayo huwa ni mpole na hizo vitu, na hizo vitu. Na kuna mtu utaangalia, utaona huyu mtu, hey, mtu amefurahi anakaa like kunipiga. kuna hiyo sasa. Yeah. Have that face by the sura ya kazi. Itakusaidia sana in Nairobi.
Sasa mimi na watu wanasemanga na kuanga na frown face.
I see.
Kila time. By the way, most people tell me they are scared of me. Have a frown face.
They're lying.
I'm mkali. I make people. I'm like, what
are they talking about?
But they have not. I've been told by several people. I think
Aji.
They were afraid to approach me. Kwa sababu nakuanga serious, ever serious.
Nichoke mimi. What are pure jokes? Pure jokes. Definition of jokes.
Quote.
Boring.
No.
I'm going to vitu kama hiyo. Hiyo, sijui by
them. Told by several people. Ati nakanga kuchapa mtu. I'm so serious with life. I'm like, aya.
Hakuna. Hakuna.
But anyway, hizo ndo stories za... Zaleo, we have more.
Coming keep, soon.
Yeah, keep following.
Kuna keep. Ya the... Niseme.
No.
Niseme.
No. You guys just follow for more episodes and more interesting stories. Na experiences zenye tumepitia in Nairobi. Ni nyingi. Nikisikia msishangae mbona Nairobi iko na wimbo.
So when I'm the experience kama mimi mnasikia the stories, so be careful. Okay, what else? Okay, be prepared for these things zina happen. You hata ikikuhappen, you're not the first one. Zimehappen other people. But at the end of the day, your life must go on. So take care. Anyway, my friend is going to say her goodbyes. Then I say my goodbye and maybe a snippet of what is going to happen in the next episode. So, Maureen.
I'm going to end by reminding you the three lessons that I've learned. Number one, follow your instincts. If something tells you it's not right, you just listen to that voice. Number two, if you're good at taking care of people's things, keep being good at that. Na number three ni tembea na coins kwa mfuko. Yes, it's not safe. You just make sure you have some loose money. Anyways, it was fun. It was interesting talking to my host here. Until some other time. Bye bye. Ciao.
Thank you, Maureen, for being able to come to my episode. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So, guys, I'm not good at giving advices, but all that I can tell you ni eka sura ya kazi. Eka sura ya kazi. Anyway, I'm going to say my goodbyes and okay, watch out for the next episode.